Welcome to The Coin, Black History on the Other Side podcast, hosted by Brittany Wilkins. I'm the founder and executive director of Historians Connect. The mission of our organization is to bridge the gap between African American history and culture. I founded this initiative because I wanted to change the narrative of Black history. Much of what we know about Black history begins with slavery. Our ancestors' homeland was invaded, they were taken as captives, put on a boat, and the rest has been history. I heard a professor say, if they start your history in slavery, then the best you can be is a good slave. I believe I am more than a slave. And I always felt there was more to Black history than what was being told. During my years in grade school, I was miseducated to believe I had no history. My American history teacher told me Black history does not exist. He told a class full of African American students, we have no heritage. This is something that has always stuck with me to this day. From that day forward, I never really paid attention to history. I felt like I had no part in it. Who am I if I don't have a heritage? Where does the existence of my being begin? I had a similar incident in science class. It was during Black History Month. I questioned my teacher about Black scientists and engineers. How come we are not learning about Black inventors? Her reply was, it's not part of the curriculum. 13 years, I was miseducated and oppressed in a system. But it's amazing how God places people in your lives for a specific purpose. When I was in college, I met a historian named Vincent Shivers. Through his mentorship and guidance, he began to show me the light. I came to learn who Marcus Garvey was. In college, I chose engineering as a major, and one can only imagine the obstacles a Black woman faces in a male-dominated field. I didn't think I would see engineering through. It was history that gave me the strength to persevere. Vince had recommended I read Blacks in Science, and at first, I didn't understand how reading history was going to help me in calculus. Ironically, it did. Reading about the accomplishments of Blacks in science changed my perspective. It helped me to self-identify. My ancestors' story showed me that although the conditions may not be favorable, one can still succeed and do great things in this world. This was another side of history unheard of. It all made sense why I was never taught Black history in school. And in this moment, I realized I had to educate myself in Black history. I've devoted the last couple of years to learning about Black history prior to the slave trade. The more I studied, I began to have many fears. I fear that there are others just like me who are being miseducated. They are ignorant in knowledge and will die not knowing the truth about their history. But like all fears, we have to face them to overcome them. So my passion to teach people, my people, was birthed out of my fears. That's when I knew I had to begin shedding light on my people. Dr. Ivan Van Sertima said, "Great many of our people have no conception of where they come from or where they are going. The road to purpose is paved through history. In order to create the future, we must study the past." I live by this quote. A people without knowledge of their history is like a tree without roots, stated by Marcus Garvey. Now is the time we must reconnect to our roots. Apple founder Steve Jobs said, "You can never connect the dots forward, only backwards. We must go back and claim our heritage." Gori Island off the coast of Senegal was one of the locations where captives exited through a door and a new destiny awaited them. We owe it to our ancestors to return home. Due to the circumstances, We may not be able to return to Africa, but we as people can enter the door of return through knowledge. Wipe those tears and push through the pain and begin the journey to history. In everything I do through my organization, my objective is to debunk myths about who we are and rewrite our narrative, because I believe the pen that writes our history and our story is best held in our hands. We must define our own excellence, and we must know we have a place in this world. We were born for a purpose greater than slavery. We are not their Negroes. We are kings, queens, daughters, and sons of worth. There are two sides to a coin. Heads or tails. We have been the tail, but now I'm flipping the coin to head us back to learn about ancient African history. I am excited about this journey. Thank you for listening today. Become part of the Historians Connect community. Subscribe to this podcast. Visit our website, www.historiansconnect.org, to learn more about us. Until my next episode, stay safe and healthy. Take care.